Finally, I've been trying to get a hold of you for hours. I've sent like 100 texts and called a dozen times. Where are you? You disappeared from our place without a word, and your car is gone, and... You're what? What are you doing out there? Are you insane? You're gonna get yourself killed! I know, bestie, I know. I know you're sweet on them, but it's not worth being torn to shreds over, or eaten, or... Come on, listen to me. This kind of thing might work in those romance novels you like so much, but this is real. Well, fuck. God knows I can't stop you, but please, please promise me that you will turn around and come home as soon as it feels dangerous. Or call me, and I'll, I don't know, borrow my dad's shotgun. And where does anyone even get silver bullets? I'm joking, sort of, but in all seriousness, promise me you won't. You're too pretty for a closed casket, okay? Okay, stay safe and let me know how it goes. See you at home.
Allergic to changing. Fuck. Ow. Ow, that hurts. Oh, muscles on fire and churning guts. Piss sticks, wank. Willies. Oh, never gets easier. And what? Oh, great. Fucking brilliant. Thorns and twigs in my feet, and that's rabbit, I think. Yep, rabbit in the teeth. Lovely. What? What the hell? What? That smell is like... Hello? What the... Oh shit! Shit! Fuck! Jesus! Shit! Fuck! Penis! Wank! Balls! My balls! Oh god! A tree! Tree!
Hi. What the hell are you doing here? Wait, Mars from anywhere? It's like what? What? 1 a.m? Yes, hello to you too. But that's, you haven't answered my question. What in God's arse are you doing here in the middle of nowhere? Does anyone know you're even out here? Oh, so they're your next of kin when you go out into the wilderness looking for monsters, but can't lend me money for petrol so I can get to work. I see how it is. Yeah. What? You came all the way out here to find me and see if I was okay? I mean... Shit. I'm flattered. That's, very sweet and, but... Jeff, any idea how stupid that was? If I was still in... You know... Big, wolfy, man-beastie shape... You could have got hurt, killed. I'm not exactly, you know, my usual British self when I'm all woofily. Well, I hate to say it, but they were right. I could have... Actually, no, I'd rather not think about what I could have done to you. Accidentally, obviously. Which is kind of worse, I suppose, if you think about it. Because, you know, accidentally maiming as opposed to the other side, at least if it was on purpose, then I don't know, there's some intention. No, it doesn't matter. Either way, it's horrible. And listen, you shouldn't be here. You should not be here because it's cold. And it's wet this time of year, and it's dark, and, let me see, what's that other thing? Oh yeah, I'm a fucking werewolf, and it's a full moon! Do you have any idea how hard it is to control myself at the best of times? And then that big, stupid, glowing rock in the sky and the furry fucker in my head takes control. Everything's a fucking buffet. Fucking. You want to just come out? No. No, I'm not dressed for company, am I? I'm literally arse to the wind here, full frontal willy flapping in the breeze. You know, I had clothes before. No, they tore off when, you know, I got angry. You won't like me when I'm angry. Why do his underpants always stay on? But you know, normally. Normally, if I've got some kind of warning, I'll take them off before, you know, I got caught off guard. I got caught short when I was running late getting out here, and then, I'm rambling, aren't I? Adrenaline and being caught completely naked in the woods by my friend, which I'm sure I'm never going to live down, and, excuse you, Missy, but I've got spares in my car, thank you very much, but that is probably bloody miles away, isn't it? 2.5 miles and a yard, to be precise. Well, you kind of, when you go, you're sort of bound off into the, you know, it all goes born free type thing, you know. And I made that much distance quite quickly, actually. So you can just turn around and look the other way while I'm going to scamper off into the undergrowth, okay? And me and my bare ass will thank you for it, all right? We're good? What do you mean you have clothes with you? My clothes? Why'd you have my clothes? You brought them for me? From home? That was, That was quite kind of you. No, I'm not peeking up from the tree to grab them. Just chuck them towards the flailing arm sticking out, waving at you in the dark, okay? And I'll... yeah. Thanks. Oh, grab my grey sweats. You little legend. No, I don't need any help dressing. I'll manage. Fuck, I'm sore. No, I mean, stay over there. You're not getting any more eyes on my silver bullet. Trust me, you don't need any more of that particular brand of nightmare fuel. fucking. You know, I'm complaining a lot, aren't I? Here you. You try having all your bones in your body breaking and reforming every month and moving your organs around to fit this. Yeah, so I thought. Hey, I'm in it. I don't need any help dressing. I don't need any help dressing. Yes, I managed the sweatpants. Small mercies, I guess. Well, I mean, it's not that small. It's cold out, you understand. I'm just struggling with the hoodie, okay? Lifting my arms is a little tougher than usual, I guess, okay? Okay, give me a hand. Oh, you're the worst, you know that. Can't you just let anyone struggle through anything, can you? Now, come on. Help me get my arm in the sleeve and get this hoodie over my head. Ow! Oh, mother... Fucking willy face bums. Ah. Thanks. Oh, damn, that feels better. God, that fabric is nice and soft when you feel like you've been beaten up repeatedly, then run over by a truck. I appreciate the help, really I do. I just wish you could help with something normal, you know? Like what normal friends do, not bring clothes to a bloodthirsty, monstrous werewolf in the middle of the night, kind of helpful. You could... What? What's that look on your face? Do I have blood on? No. Well, that's what I am, isn't it? There's no point sugarcoating it or getting upset over language, is there? I mean, you saw what I was like before I turned back, and, you know, the hair and the teeth and the... Hey, your hands are still holding onto my hoodie and, well... Under my hoodie and, Why did you do that? No, I mean, it was nice. It was, I just thought maybe the whole werewolf thing. You really don't mind? It's not like I, because this isn't safe for... not even a little. And oh, fuck it. Yeah, let's not get too excited on a full moon, okay? Yeah. Yeah, I honestly don't know how that will play out. And I can't really give you my best like this. But, God, I think you're incredible. You really are just amazing, you know? I hope you know that. And... I mean, you're not opposed to some mangy wolf like me maybe taking you out on some time? Because I'd love to... how? Ooh! Shoulder's very sore, but... Okay, all right, you made your point.
No more calling myself mangy. Got it.
God, I love you. More than anything. It's not too soon to say that, I hope. Good. That's, good. We should, get out of this weather and get warm. Maybe order something in when we get back. Huh? Oh, yeah, sorry. Probably not the freshest taste. Maybe get me some gum before you kiss me again. I think it's rabbit, but... yeah, I know. Yuck. But yes, some food that wasn't raw rabbit would be nice. No, I'm not ordering pedigree chum on Getir. I was thinking Chinese, Indian, yeah. Sounds nice. Ooh, yes, duvets out and camp in the living room, ride this thing out together. Good thing neither of us have work in the morning. Don't worry about the car. It's not the first time I've had to come back and find the thing the next day. At least this time I haven't rolled the damn thing looking for squirrels, and less said about that, the better. Did I say squirrels? I mean bears. Huge killer bears, not small squirrels that bit me. And oh, you're laughing. Come on then, darling, let's go home.